There are 10 things you need to implement in the new year.
1, a real morning routine, like legit, like set it up. Set your day on something strong, okay? Whether it be prayer, worship, studying the Bible, get up and do it. Be consistent, okay? It's gonna change your life. 2, more water, and not that Dasani stuff, the real legit water. You can put some fruit in it, infuse that mug, enjoy that water, and drink a lot of it. Your skin will thank you for it. Your health will thank you for it. Drink more water, okay?
Along with 2, 3 is eating healthy. Your body is a vessel, right? We are only as good as what our body is feeling like. You know that I'm telling the truth, okay? When you are sick, you are down. Like, it is hard to do anything. You can't think straight. You have no energy. Get your body right.
4 comes from when I was a teacher. When you have a bell schedule, you have that break time. You have that transition period. We need to implement more transitions in our days. You know, we just blur the lines with everything, and we do not take time to quit one thing and start a new thing. And it's just going to be messy that way. Put transitions in your day, whether it be a break, whether it be, you know, reading a book for 5 minutes, whether it be jumping up and down, doing some exercises. Implement breaks in your day. 5, you guys, is the hardest for me. And I am going to implement this like crazy. That is my goal. That is my goal, is to take breaks from the stinking internet, the social media, the screens, all of that. Pick up a book, pick up some coloring pages, paint, do something to disconnect from this fast, you know, information, you know, easy entertainment, you know, just break away from that. You know, I had a friend who always said, I go online to do, you know, dummy time. Like, just, I just don't want to use my brain. And I'm just like, yeah, you're not using your brain, and it's not helping your brain out at all. So implement, like, maybe doing some Sudoku or some puzzles or something like that instead of on your phone, okay?
6 is a really fun one because it helps us put things into perspective. Implementing an attitude of gratitude, whether you are journaling daily, whether you are sharing your gratitude with other people, just always be in that mindset of just thanking God for everything he has done for you, what he has provided for you, you know, thanking him for the people he put in your life, you know, being grateful for all the opportunities that he has presented to you, you know, an attitude of gratitude for every little thing, whether it be a hug from a little kid that just ran up to you, you don't even know who he is, or, you know, someone just laughing with you. Be grateful for that.
7 is in alignment with 1, because we need some routines. We need routines, okay? We put routines in for the kids, but we don't put routines in for us as adults. We need a parent ourselves sometimes, you know? So we need a nighttime routine. You know, like, I personally want to start getting up at 5:45 in the morning and being ready to study the word at 7 a.m. This is gonna be a challenge. I don't like getting up early, but that's because I don't go to sleep early, you know, and I don't sleep well. And so I'm like, okay, we're going to implement this water. We're going to eat healthy. We're going to work out. We're going to do all these things. We're going to do these routines. And so I have to go to bed early. So that's going to be my nighttime routine. Whatever your nighttime routine will be, you know, playing music, dancing, you know, not watching TV. What else? Reading a book, hanging out with your friends, having a conversation with your loved ones. You know, create a routine that helps shift your body chemistry. Like, it's going to change. If you implement something, you know, for longer than 30 days, it's going to change everything.
8 is one of my favorites too, because it's all about learning. Take time to learn something new, okay? Just some random information or something that will help you in your career, your personal life, your business, whatever it may be. Always be learning.
always be learning something. There's so many options online, YouTube, you know, I use Skillshare for my learning. There's Udemy. There's so many free options as well. So always be learning. Number 9 is declutter daily. You know, whether it be on your computer, you know, you have a lot of files, declutter something on there. Or it could be your cabinets, it could be your clothes, your closet, your space. Decluttering daily, I would definitely implement that in the morning routine, like getting rid of stuff so that your day can be productive and that you're not going crazy. Decluttering will help your mind process and understand. Your rhythm for the day will be flowing. It will be beautiful. So that is tip number 9, decluttering daily. And it doesn't have to be everything, just certain areas, right? And number 10, this is really, really important, okay? Because people are hurting, right? And we need to implement kindness. Like, kindness is free. You can smile. You can pick up something for somebody. You can, even if they don't even return the favor, just be kind. They're going to remember that later on in life, okay? And, you know, not only being kind to other people, but being kind to yourself. Like, we are our worst critics, right? We are our biggest enemy. We have so many things that we say about ourselves, and we're not kind to ourselves. And so we need to be more kind to ourselves as well as other people, okay? Okay, those are 10 things you can implement for this new year. Hopefully it becomes a lifestyle. Hopefully we don't have to implement this every year. It will just be part of what we do and who we are. Go and have an amazing year. Peace and blessings.